What is your first name, Mr. Patterson?
Early R. Patterson.
Your first name is what now?
Early.
Early. Early R. Patterson. And what is your address, Mr. Patterson?
Post Office Park.
And where in Newport do you live?
Churchill Drive.
Mr. Patterson, would you tell me what you were telling me earlier about what you saw this evening?
Okay. I seen something. I'm saying something. I never seen before. I hear about this unidentified flying object. I'm trying to tell you to the best of my knowledge what I've seen. And whatever that thing was, it was kind of shaped like a, you know, like a saucer and a coffee cup. But don't get me wrong, like the top of a coffee cup kind of level off with the saucer. You know, that way it was built. And this thing, I'm saying this thing, I'm not saying it had one eye. All I can say, it came out of the top, where it was glowing at the top of it, at the mouth of the thing, top of it. Came out, looked like it was wiping his hand on the side. But it had something looked like one eye, but it glowed. That's why I'm not saying it didn't have one eye. It wiped the top, and there was another like it, just up above it. Maybe, I don't know how many feet, I couldn't exactly, I wouldn't definitely say it, but to the best of my knowledge, I can say it was about maybe 15 to 20 feet higher. Because it was big enough, you could tell it was just as big as the one that was on the ground. It was about several people seeing this. But when this thing landed, just before it touched the ground, I had my headlights on. This is around about 7:30 tonight when this happened. My headlights went out, my car went dead. I tried to crank it, and there was one individual that was in the car behind me that got out and ran when he seen it. And whatever this was, or whatever it is, like I said, I heard it on television. I didn't believe it, but I seen something tonight that, so help me God, I don't want to never see it as long as I live. I don't know if somebody may be putting a trick on our leg, pulling a trick on us, but I seen something tonight that looked so real. I came down here and I tried to tell the laws here in Eupora, and they kind of halfway laughed at me. Well, I laughed myself when I seen this. I mean, before I seen this. But when I seen this here, myself tonight, and I got proof that I seen, that I wasn't the only person seeing what I seen tonight. I'm not going to argue with nobody no more.
Mr. Patterson, what time was this now?
It was about 7:30.
Yeah.
At least no later. It was no later than 7:45. It was around about 7:30 tonight when this happened.
7:30 on Highway 82.
Right.
Which side of Eupora?
Oh, at Grady Crossing, just above Grady Crossing.
And where is that in relation to Eupora?
It's just west of Eupora.
About how far?
Then how far is Grady? About 3 or 4 miles? Daddy, how far is Grady from here? About 3 or 4 miles?
Grady?
Mm-hmm. About 4 miles and a half.
4 miles and a half west of Eupora.
Right.
This object that came down, it came down on the center of the highway itself.
Well, where it landed at, well, I could say from the center of whatever the thing was, it kind of looked like half like a satellite and half like a little, well, it looked more like, a cup of coffee and a saucer, but, you know, it had it trimmed off from the top to the side. But when it landed like it was almost dead center of that line in 82 Highway. It wasn't that far off. Because it was hanging on a little bit to the right, coming from west going east. It was hanging a little bit off the highway.
But it did fill up the whole highway? It was as wide as the highway?
It took the whole other side, one side to the other. Like I said, that thing was about 100 yards. Might be not wide there, but anyway, it went all the way across the highway. I'm saying, to me, well, I was excited. To me, it looked like it was 100 yards wide, but I know it wasn't that wide. Because it covered one side of the highway to the other and was hanging off on both sides. That's off the shoulder, off the side of the 82 Highway.
Was it on legs of any sort, or did it hover above the ground, or did it just sit on the ground, or what?
Well, that's kind of funny. That thing sat just like I said, like a regular saucer you set on a table. And it's got something, globe lights. I don't know if it was legs or not, but it globe lights, you know. Like, it didn't exactly sit directly on the highway. I bet you it was standing over maybe 2 or 3 feet, no lower than 2 or 3 feet from the highway, but it had something globing out like it was stand, but you couldn't see the stand. Whatever this thing was, you couldn't see the stand. But it had something globing out, like I think it was, but did it, well, Burke said it was two legs she seen from the front. From where we were standing at, we seen two legs. It looked like it was in a triangle, like it had three legs. I'm not saying it did, but it had something. It wasn't no legs, it was something globing, you know, just like a light shining. That's what it was holding, like, you know, like a leg, something like that. But it was standing a good 2 or 3 feet from the ground, you know, from where it was sitting.
Mr. Patterson, to get back to the shape of it once again, you say the bottom portion of it was like a coffee cup.
Right.
But then it had something on top of it, kind of dome-shaped.
Like a half a bubble. You know, like a bubble in a shower, something like that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Where it had a half a bubble, that's on the top. But like from the top of that, top of it looked, you know, it was shaped from the angle, from the top of that cup down to the end of the end of it's like a round saucer. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's like that because it had three different parts that were globing on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you had about, like I said, I estimated about 8 lights from the point of view where you were standing that it had on it. It's got little lights, it's kind of bluish green. Lights was flaring on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on and off. But you, from the top of that thing where he come out of, you know, the thing just opened up. That whatever it was came out.
Right in the top of the bubble portion.
Right. When he come out of there, the thing opened up, and he come out and he, like I say, he wiping his hand on he or we or whatever it is, that it.
Did he come, when he came out of the object, did he come to the ground?
No, he just came out from the top and he rubbed on the side like, you know, I don't know, like some, and I hit it or something, rubbed on the side and this other one's up over him. They was putting the light down on, it was shining, the other one's glowing like, you know, putting the light on top of the one that landed. Now this one up above it, well, I know it was a good 15 or 20 feet, but you could still look at it and tell it was just like the other one, because, you know, it had a light glowing from it. I don't know what this thing is. I tell you, it's from the side of the top, it's got some little arrows sticking out, just about like a satellite. You know how the little things stick out on a satellite? It just about, it sticks out. They got some little wire that sticks out on just about like that.
Now, this is on the object itself.
It's
right,
on the
right,
top.
On the top of it.
Right.
And there were three little things, you say.
Right. You know them little...
Little antenna? Like radar antenna? Little
right.
Dish-shaped objects?
Right. This is on the top. And they had some little gadgets, about like a satellite. You know, the little antennas, like, I guess it
yes,
must
sir.
Be antenna. But it had some little things like that, you know, like a radio arrow. Sticking out with a rubber ball on, look like, on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that stuff was. I mean, like, I'm trying to tell you the best I can, but... I might tell you.
There were three rods with ball-shaped things on top.
Right, something about like that.
Now, the creature that came out of the top of it, you say he came down on the side of it and was wiping it, but he never came all the way to the ground.
No, he came out right on the top of that thing. It's got a level just about as tall as it is. Well, I'm 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
For me, that thing, from the point of view we were standing from, that thing looked like he was about 6-something. Maybe 6'3 or 6'4. I'm just saying maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the truth. I'm not going to try to tell a lie about it. But whatever it was, it was like, it, to me, well, like, I'm just estimated by maybe 6'2 or 6'3. But anyway, that thing got out on the side. And real, it, you know, it had things on, like, you know them things you swim in, you know, and got them long feet on like a frog foot, like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what his foot looked like. He got a body just like a human being, but it's, from, like I said, from waist up, but just like a catfish.
You mean a catfish as far as the shape of his mouth?
Well, see, only like, from waist up, he looked just about like a catfish. He got a mouth just as wide as a catfish,
mm-hmm.
whatever that thing is, you know. And because, you know, as he would come out, his mouth was open off back of the flower. Now, if you, like I said, I got proof you think I'm lying, Bert was talking about, look at his mouth. Look what that thing mouth, he was open, you know, just open, close, open. Closed, just about like I'm saying, I open closed. That was why he was rubbing on the side. And this other one, like I said, was up above it. They must have put the light on. I see rubbed it. This thing got in there and it got up so high, my headlights came back on in my car. And I just took off. I'm going to be frank with you. My lights come back on, I cut the start on, and my car cruck up.
But they had two arms, two legs?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, you may think I'm lying. Whatever that thing was, it had, like, from waist up, it had a body, like I said, from a catfish. But that thing had something behind him. I can't describe it. I can't pronounce it. I maybe a good draw, because if, I don't know, I don't know what it is, but it got something behind it. Right behind his back. I don't know what it is. So heaven God, I don't know what. I can't describe it. It's got something that, well, I'm gonna be, like I said, I don't know what it is, but it's got something behind its back that I can't describe. I don't know what to name it, what to call it, what to, you know, to give it a, something that I can, you know, identify it to.
Was it like something he had, was carrying on his back?
No, it was, I don't know, it was something in his back when he humped over. Let me see. Let me try this thing. I don't know. Like I said, I can't even think. I've been trying all night to try to think what kind of object, you know, I can, something I can similar to. But it was something on his back. He was kind of, I tell you what, whatever was on his back when he turned, it could be like a V, but it closed up. You know, like as he moved it, it would close up, you know. Kind of like a feather, like two feathers together, mm-hmm. Something like that. I'm seeing that's the best I could say. I might be still wrong. But anyway, as it moved, the things on the back was closed up, you know. I don't know what it was. I'm going to be friendly with you. I don't know. I can't describe it to you. Like I said, all I can do is get the people to help, to see the same thing I've seen to help you. Maybe they can describe a little bit better than I can. I try to catch all I can, but I don't know what. Like I said, I seen something tonight. I hope I never see. So help me God, as long as I live.
And describing the creature once again, it did have two legs. Its feet appeared as if it had flippers on it. Is that right?
I tell you what, between his legs, he got something like a... You ever seen a flying squirrel?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of similar to a flying squirrel. It got something between his legs. But you could see the print, you know, on his legs as he walked. But his foot's just like these things you swim on the water, you know, you put on, you go skin down. That's the way his foot look. His hand looked just like a thumb on a fish. A seal, you know, a seal front hand. That's just the way his hand looked. But it looked like a human arm, and it goes down so far, and then the other part looked just like a thumb. Now, you know, they kind of like floppy like. It's kind of wavy like. Maybe, I don't know how many things. You know, used to be kind of like. But it's kind of wavy like, you know, like as he was moving.
Now, the object, the creature which was on the side, you know, of the object which you saw set down, mm-hmm. that you said was going over it as if he was looking, as if it, going, you know, way, putting his hands on it. How was he suspended? How did he stay onto the craft? Were there steps or ladders or?
Well, it's a little thing around that a capsule, whatever it is, you know. It's a little thing around, just like a walk around bar. Well, he got out at just where them lights at them. Now, what was you saying?
You
didn't hear about it. Now they all ask me questions.
You were explaining how you stayed on the side of the object.
Just like a platform built on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I guess something like that. But anyway, he was between one of the lights. And that's the one he was feeling. And this one really was shocked me. Well, he fell, and he just... He held his head up, so it's like looking up. That's when I told you, I know what he looked like. He had, to me, he looked like a catfish, waist up. And this other capsule, I don't know what it did. It didn't move to me. He got back in it. He started up, this other capsule moved up, and he got up behind another one. And they just took off. And that's when my headlights come on, and I took off, too.
Mm-hmm. You say the other capsule. What do you mean by capsule?
It was another one, looked just like it, just up above me. It didn't never.
In other words, there was one that landed,
yes.
And then there was another that stayed in the air.
Right, the other one, like I said, the other one looked like the one that was shining a light down on him.
So one creature came out of the one that landed then.
Right.
And you could see another one of these creatures in the one that was up in the air.
No, I seen the whatever thing was, same thing to land, I seen another one up above that one.
Well, I see. You only saw one creature, though.
Right. I don't know if it's a creature, whatever you call it.
Whatever it was, there was only one of them that was appeared
right.
to be alive.
Right.
The one that stayed in the air, how high up was he?
About how tall is two light posts, the average tallest light post?
I guess most light posts are about 30 feet, so it'd be about 60 feet.
Right. Well, that's about two light posts high up.
Mr. Patterson, how close were you? How far away did all this take place?
When this took place... Let me see. I can show you exactly where the place is at, and I know a little bit about yards. I bet you I wasn't no more than 100 yards from it.
Mm-hmm.
because my pipe cut off a little before then, but it close. And when I seen this, whatever this thing was, that's when I hit on brakes. And I bet you I wasn't no more than 100 yards from it. No more than 100 yards from it.
You stayed in?
The car behind me wasn't no more than about 3 or 4 feet from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I got proof that people, about 7 of us in all, seen this. We seen this, wherever it was, we seen it.
Those were the cars that came pulled up behind you and stopped?
Right. It was fighting Falcon, about 69, 681.
Do you know the names of any of the other people that came up behind you?
Right.
Could you give me them, please?
Lemmy Nolan.
Who is that now?
Lemmy Nolan.
Lemmy Nolan?
Sutherland. Just said Lemmy Sutherland.
Lemmy Sutherland.
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 Burt Bangham.
Burt Bangham?
Right. Jack Oakes.
Okay, Jack Oakes.
Milton Sullivan.
Milton Sullivan.
And Maddie Patterson.
Maddie Patterson.
Loreen Payton.
That last one again?
Loreen Payton.
Loreen
Payton.
Loreen Payton.
Right.
Okay. Do all of these people live in Eupora?
Right.
On the other side of this object down the highway, were any cars approaching from that direction?
I'm going to tell you. It was a car was started behind me. Well, it was coming over the hill. But I don't know who it was, but they turned around. And they booked up. I don't know who it was. I just seen it. Well, I was way up under the hill. This car topped the hill. And it must have seen the obvious distance up over above. I guess when it topped the hill and seen the one was laying at, he just turned around. Whoever it was just turned around and kept going. Turned around and went back the other way. I don't know who it is. He might have called in saying the same thing I'm saying. No. But whoever it was, you know, like it was quite a ways, but he must have seen the one at the top of the, you know, the one was up in there, but when he topped the hill, he seen it. I didn't see the one that had me blocked off. That car turned around, but that car never did go there. He turned around and went back the other way. I don't know what color car it was or who it was.
What did the objects appear to be made of, Mr. Patterson?
What you mean, the capsule?
Yes,
I'm going to be frank with you. That thing looked like to me it was made of just like a regular spaceship. You know, like on television, this old junk on television?
Mm-hmm.
It looked just about like that to me in a way. But I take that back. That thing looked about like a spider web. Like walls had honeycomb and spider webs on it. I take that back. That thing looked, I'm going to be frank, that thing looked funny. Whatever it was, that's the way it, look, I'll take it back. But, you know, I guess a person, you know, you can think, you see something in person, and you think about all those junkies, you don't tell him, but I take that back. That thing looked just about like a spider web, you know, had a web, that, you know, a spider web can make a web.
Mm-hmm.
But, and honey, you know, like a beehive put honey over.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that thing looked like it was kind of way made. I'm talking crazy to you, but I can't talk no better. But that's just about the way to that thing looked like it made. See what I'm saying to him? It has streaks in it, look like a spider web, and it'll make a streak in it in a trap. But the way that thing really was made, it had corners cut, like, you know, beehive making honey and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Can you understand what I'm saying?
I believe so.
Well, it's like a honey hive. That's the way that thing looked, like a honey hive, but, you know, like a spider in a made web, what you call it.
Could you see through any part of it?
Well, the way it was glowing looked like you could see, you know, through the whole thing, but you couldn't. But it's got a globe that I've never seen in my life. I don't think nobody else seen nothing like that.
Were the individual lights or was the whole object glowing?
No, they weren't individual lights. Those were some kind of lights, kind of like they want to kind of halfway attract you, you know. And they were the type of lights that you can just look at and look like you couldn't get your mind off of looking at them.
Did the keys stay the same brightness, or did the brightness vary?
They had the same brightness, but they had different flares, lights. You know, like when they were blinking, they had some different, like I said, to me it looked like a dark green, greenish blue. It was flashing, a greenish blue. That's the way it looked like they were flashing.
Mm-hmm.
It was going about just about like that.
Were there any other colors now?
That's all I seen, greenish blue.
Greenish blue.
That thing, that head there, like I said, looked like to me, I'm not seeing in the hair one eye, or like I said, by looking direct at that thing, whatever that thing was, looked like he had one eye in the head, you know, a shield, whatever it was. But it was a globe. Now, I'm not talking like all, I hear some people talking, but by looking direct at that thing, it's got a globe up there, which, you know, by looking at it, you know, like you can look, just like a, look at a light on a house, you know, in a regular house, you can look at it long enough, look like it forms something, right? Well, by looking at that thing hard enough, look like it's got a one big, great big eye right in the center of his head, but it's a globe. That thing shines. Whatever that is, that eye, whatever it is, it shines. It's like a flashlight.
Is this on the creatures themselves? Or
right, that's on the creature. On the this, creature thing right up in the, this is a thing right up in that creature's head, whatever that thing is. It glows. And it kind of, you know, it shines, you know.
Did the creatures appear to be wearing clothes or uniform? Or
no, suits? It was gray like a fish cat. It had skin on like a fish, like. Just, it was kind of greenish. Skittish on it.
Just a tight skin is all it had.
Right. No, other than that, I don't. Like I said, that's the way it looked to me.
Now, when they took off, how fast did it go up? And did they then disappear? Did they go off into the distance, or did the lights go off, or what happened?
That thing went up about. I'm just saying, like if I just got a service march, and I flew to Vietnam, you know, with choppers, no gunners, you know, whoish. That thing went up just like a Huey. That other one went up. Going right up behind. That thing went up just like a Huey. It got up so far, and it leveled off, and it just went out. But you know what? That sound gun, they had some of the funnest sound I ever heard in my life. It go, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo, just like that. That's the way they were sounding. That and the land was sounding the same way. But it got up so high, you could still hear the sound. It's a plane go, wee woo, wee woo, and it got up so high that you couldn't hear nothing. Going away, you couldn't hear it. Have you ever heard a sound like that before?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's just the way it was going. Wee-oo, 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 something like that, you know.
Could you tell what was propelling the object? Was there any sign of a jet or...
No. You wouldn't believe it. Like I'm saying, you may not believe nothing I'm telling you now. But that thing looked like to me, it just released some gravity and took off. Like I said, all you could hear, wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. And it's that easy. It didn't make no sound. No more than just that wee-oo, 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 wee-oo.
Now, when it was on the ground, did you hear any sound then?
Right, it was going the same way when it was on the ground.
Could you tell whether it was on one on the ground making the sound, or was it the one up in the air that was making the sound?
Well, you can hear from nothing on the ground closer than nothing up in the air. But then on the ground, you could hear it from it good. While it was sitting still, you could hear it from that one. But you can actually hear it from both of them, but then on the ground, you could hear it closer, you know.
When it was taking off, did the lights vary? Did they get any brighter, any dimmer, or any additional lights?
No, it was just the same way. But after they get so far up in the sky, they get so high up in the sky. Well, I watched it after it got so far up in the sky. You know, it kind of showed a blurish red, you know. A blurish red, you know, like a globus red.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they show like. But they didn't get that high. I guess that's why a whole lot of people don't already call Air Force Base. They didn't get too high. But, let me see.
When it left, which way, when it disappeared, which way was it going?
82 high, it would go east and west, right?
Uh-huh.
Atlanta, I'm coming. If they would head east.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to review one more time, Mr. Patterson. The shape of the craft was saucer-shaped with a dome on the top of it.
Yeah, it's like a balloon, like a bubble, I mean, in a bathtub, a half of a bubble.
Now, did the bubble come all the way to the edge of the saucer?
Right. All the way to the end of the, like I just said, a cup like.
Mm-hmm. It had an
angle from the top of that cup down to the end of like a saucer round part.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got a two double stack where it would be. I can draw a little bit. I can show you about what it was like.
Mm-hmm. But the bottom of it was saucer shaped. The saucer sitting like a, you know, sitting on the table, you know, slightly rounded at the bottom.
Right.
And then the top part of it, was it like another saucer inverted on it?
It was like a cup set in a saucer, but it was angle off, but it had that little, like I said, a bubble on top of it, just like a, you know, like a bubble in a bathtub, big bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was on top of that thing. That's the one that opened up when that thing, whatever it was, come out of there.
Mr. Patterson, as best you could, would you draw me a picture or a sketch and take my address down and drop it in the mail to me?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
All righty. Do you have a pencil? Can you take my address?
Yes, sir. Charlie.
The object which stayed up in the air was shining a light down.
Right.
On the ground. Where does this light, where did it come from?
It looked like it was right in the center of the bottom of that thing. Mm-hmm. It had a big light that was shining directly down on that other one. The one was sitting down, mm-hmm. It was shining directly down on it.
What color was that light?
Just like a regular big headlight on a car, real bright light. It was real bright. You know, it really, that's why I was identifying the thing, whatever it was in, is good. It was bright enough, it was up high enough to shine right over, directly over the top of that thing. And it was really showing that thing off.
Now, I think I asked you before, but I don't remember what you said. And when they disappeared, what direction were they going?
They was like 82 run east and west, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they was headed east. They was headed east of 82.
Well, Mr. Patterson, I appreciate you giving me this information more than you know. And my name and address, my name is Jack King. Jack King, K-I-N-G.
Right.
At radio station WROB. Mr. Patterson, this conversation that I've been having with you here, I have been tape recording. Do you have any objection if I broadcast it on the radio?
No.
Okay.
I just hope that I said it to the best of my knowledge.
Well, I think you've done a very good job, and you described it very well.
Some other people, maybe they could have helped me out better. But I think I said about as best. I think I had a better career here than any of them did. Like I said, I just recently came from Vietnam, like here in last March. And I think I explained it to you better than they could. And then I might have missed a few errors, but, you know, a few things that I didn't exactly explain it to you correctly that they could have did, you know, that they could have seen. Something that they could have seen, you know, and would have helped me out better.
Have you ever seen?
I'm shocked up. What's an eye on?
Have you ever seen any unidentified flying objects before?
Nothing like this. I've seen a thing come through and they say it was a weather something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's through Mississippi. And it's kind of shocked me. Everything, all this junk is coming through Gulfport, coming to Gulf of Mississippi.
Right,
it's coming in through the Gulf of Mississippi. That's why I didn't believe it, you know.
Right.
I can say, well, all this junk is coming through from the Gulf of Mississippi, you know.
Were you raised near Eupora?
Right. Born and raised here.
And how old are you now, Mr. Patterson?
26.
And do you have a family?
Yes, I got a wife, two kids.
Okay. Well, Mr. Patterson, if you will send me those drawings, I'll appreciate it.
All right.
And if you think of anything else, if you'll give me a call.
All righty.